The Guardian.
Even as the missions in Afghanistan have tried to create a level of stability in the country, the reality is that everyday life for civilians there has become ever more difficult under the U.S. and NATO occupation. And really the issue that we have now is that you have a dual mission going on. You have the U.S. counterterrorism mission, which is completely separate from the NATO stability operations that are ongoing. And we've really seen that the U.S. counterterrorism mission in Afghanistan is clearly undermining the NATO stability operation that's going on.
I mean, every time civilians are killed, it makes it harder for Western forces to count on the support of ordinary Afghans.
Well, I mean, it's clear, you know, U.S. forces have caused hundreds of civilian deaths that could have been prevented. And, you know, it's to the benefit of all the armies to obtain the trust of the population. You know, causing needless civilian deaths is not the way to gain that trust. And that's really been one of the core problems that we've seen in Afghanistan over the last years. And it's been increasing. And one would think that they would be taking some efforts to make changes to reduce those civilian casualties. But as we saw from 2006 to 2007, civilian casualties tripled from airstrikes alone. And we see them this year going up again. And it's a grave concern.
What's the reason for this acceleration in the number of civilian deaths?
Well, you know, there's no silver bullet in what's going on. I mean, clearly we do have increased hostilities in the country. That's obvious. But there are a number of issues happening right now. I mean, one clearly is the U.S. counterterrorism mission completely separate from the NATO stability operations. You have different rules of engagement, different command structure, different communications, and different liaison. You also have an issue where when civilians are killed, the U.S. does a really piecemeal job of investigating and trying to learn from what's happening when civilians are killed. I mean, clearly the investigations that we've seen have been unilateral and opaque at best. Additionally, you know, they're not using the same types of low collateral damage weapons that they're using in Iraq. And so we're seeing some of the very large weapons go down in Afghanistan. And then, you know, finally, we also have a situation where the U.S. time and again blames the Taliban and doesn't want to take responsibility for their own actions.
Although many of these deaths have been caused because the Taliban's been using civilians as human shields, which violates international laws of war.
That's right. You know, and we have found a number of incidents where the Taliban purposefully kept civilians from leaving their homes just to shield themselves from the attack. But, you know, such practices don't mean the U.S. can bomb populated villages without regard for the civilian population. I mean, there were a number of cases that we investigated where there was no evidence of shielding. And just the mere presence of civilians near combatants is not proof that they were forced to stay there. And even if the Taliban is using civilians as shields, the U.S. has a clear obligation under international law to take all feasible precautions to avoid that harm. I mean, just because the Taliban is violating international law does not allow the U.S. to do it.
Why aren't the U.S. taking the precautions in Afghanistan to protect civilians that you think they are elsewhere in places such as Iraq?
Well, simply it's one word, and that's numbers. They just don't have the forces on the ground that they have in Iraq. They are having to replace boots on the ground with bombs on target. And when you try to do that, you know, it's very difficult to be as careful as you should be. No civilian casualties that we have investigated, or minimal at best, have been caused by planned airstrikes. So the U.S. is very, very good at it when they take the time to plan it through from beginning to end. But it's in these, you know, knee-jerk troops in contact situation where their forces call in airstrikes during a firefight or when they see someone walking around that they think they need to kill and they haven't planned and taken all the precautions, you know, the wedding party on the ridge, that we see civilians killed by airstrikes. And so clearly they know how to do it when they take the time to do it, but they don't always take the precautions.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.